In a move impacting world food supplies, Russia says it halts cooperating in a grain corridor deal after Ukraine carried out what it calls a massive drone attack on its Black Sea fleet. Moscow's latest announcement could undermine deliveries from one of the breadbaskets of the world. Moscow recently agreed to lift a grain blockade that had undermined food supplies to millions of starving people. Russia's grain threats come after local people appear disturbed, watching Ukrainian drones being destroyed by at least one Russian attack helicopter. But not all drones missed their targets. Russia's military said at least one warship was damaged in Ukrainian airstrikes hitting the port city of Sevastopol in the occupied Crimea Peninsula. Moscow annexed Crimea from Ukraine in 2014, a move condemned by Kiev and its Western allies. Russian officials claimed the early Saturday attack involved 9 Ukrainian aerial and 7 marine drones. However, Ukraine has not confirmed it was responsible. Yet, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky has made clear he wants to recapture Crimea and 4 other territories that Russia recently annexed from Ukraine. The attack came amid an ongoing Ukrainian counteroffensive in which troops successfully retook territory occupied by Russian forces. Moscow has responded with a relentless barrage of missiles and increasingly Iranian-made drones. Kiev says they hit civilian targets and critical infrastructures, including the energy grid, leaving 4 million people across Ukraine without reliable power supplies. And as the battle continued, Russia's defense minister said 82,000 conscripts had already been sent to Ukraine. Defense Minister Sergei Shoigu told Russian President Vladimir Putin in televised remarks that a further 218,000 mobilized men were being trained in barracks. But he stressed that the partial mobilization of 300,000 forces had concluded. It was not possible to verify the figures. However, the West views the move as a desperate effort to halt Kiev's counteroffensive with poorly trained troops. Western military observers believe tens of thousands of Russian soldiers were severely injured or killed, though Moscow has given lower figures. Overall, tens of thousands of people, including troops and civilians, were killed on both sides in what is rapidly becoming Europe's bloodiest armed conflict since the Second World War. For Worthy News Radio, I am Stefan J. Boss, reporting.